All right, we are going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities for today's O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. We are joined by our race winner, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Interstate Batteries Toyota. Kyle, this is your third win here at Texas. Obviously, you seem to do pretty well in the spring here. Why don't you just take us through that end and holding off the four car?
Yeah, it was certainly a really good day for us. Our Interstate Batteries Camry was fast. We had good speed all day long. It was a little bit difficult to pass, you know, especially when you kind of got up to somebody. You know, you kind of play with that accordion effect from 4 to 6 lengths or so, and just trying to get that guy to make a mistake in order to get under him, in order to get by him. But that was kind of the tail of the tape for a long time there, and at the end, myself with Harvick. There that last restart, I got a really good restart, was able to kind of get away a little bit. Looked like I shut his air off a couple times. He got loose and kind of fell back a little, but then was able to kind of run it back down to get within that 6.54 lengths back. And he kind of stopped there, felt out. That was as close as he could get, thankfully. I was just kind of focusing on what I was doing, making sure I could hit all my marks and hit all my laps there at the end of the race. And if I didn't make a mistake, then he was just going to have to get by me and just outtake us and overtake us and be able to get the race for himself. But we held him off, and good day for us in Interstate Batteries Toyota here at Texas Motor Speedway.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Kyle. We'll start in the middle with Jerry Jordan and then come up front to Jerry Fraley.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net, PRN. You've already changed it on Wikipedia. You have tied Bill Elliott in number of wins in the Cup Series. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's cool. It's certainly anytime you keep winning races and kind of keep moving up the ladder, it's really special. And for myself, and for as much as I love to win and hate to lose, it obviously feels a heck of a lot better when you can be here in this room and talking about a win rather than a second or a third or something like that, like we have been the past 6 weeks. So, that's hopefully going to continue to grow and continue to get farther up, and we'll see how far we can get.
Buck Baker next.
All righty then. Well, watch out, Buck Baker.
All right, we'll go to Jerry and then Bob.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News. Kyle, it was just mentioned, you're a proven winner. You've been very close this year. Nonetheless, is there any sense of relief to get the first win of the season?
Yes, it certainly is. Especially here at Texas, this is probably not one of my best racetracks. We've definitely run well here, or run better here the last few years, but you tend to struggle sometimes at some places, and this one's kind of one of those, especially with a repave for me. They're just not my favorites, so to be out front and to have the track position when we did, how we did, was really great for us. My guys did an amazing job on pit road all day. We had that close call there with that one restart in 1 and 2 with Chase on our outside, and from there we were kind of able to work our way back up through traffic and kind of jump a couple guys under the pit stops there. But overall, I felt like our car was either first or second all day long.
We'll go to Bob and then up to the press box to Chris.
Bob Hocker, CSPN. Joe said that days after you finish second can be long days. I'm curious how many long days you had after Martinsville.
I don't know. I think he just says that because we go to the shop and I give everybody hell on Mondays or Tuesdays during our meetings, So that's kind of the biggest thing, is just making sure that you keep trying to put the drive in the fire and keep everybody lit up and fired up. And I feel like I'm pretty easy to be able to do that because of myself and my temperament and my drive and my focus and everything that I do behind the wheel. So as much as I give it everything I got, I want to make sure all of our people are giving it everything they've got too. And they've been doing a phenomenal job the last 3-4 years, especially. Our Toyotas have been good. They've been fast. And Joe Gibbs Racing as a whole has been good, and everything with communication between all the teams has been phenomenal. So we'll just keep plugging along and keep going. I feel like we still need to improve more and more, and it feels good to be able to run as fast as we are with still, I feel like, the improvements that we can make. Yeah, man, you got to forget about it. You got to move on. It certainly stung driving home from Martinsville the whole way home, and from there the next morning we were on the vacation. So I wasn't worried about anything after that.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box to Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, GetChance.com. Kyle, now that we saw you get your win today, can you get on the same roll that we saw Harvick did, where you got 3 wins in a row?
I don't know. Possibly. We go to another couple of really good tracks for us, Bristol next week, and then I think Richmond after that. So obviously 2 really good places for us that we tend to run well at. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to being able to get the job done at those places, and Bristol's one of my favorites. I know it's one of a lot of drivers' favorites. Harvick tends to run well there too, and Jones runs well there as well. So we just got to make sure that that we do everything that we've done the past few times there to be fast and put a good race car on the racetrack for the race.
We'll go to Dominic in the middle and then to Jeff.
Dominic Ottagon with the Racing Experts in ESPN Albuquerque. Two-parter here. First one, second time in 2018, you've led the most laps in a race, and 57th time in your career. That's for 11th all-time on that list. If you can, we can just get your thoughts on that first.
Well, I mean, anytime you're out front and you're being able to lead laps, that obviously gives you a better chance of winning the race. I've certainly, I think it was 2 years ago, I think I led the most laps in five or six races and lost all of them in a row, you know. So that was pretty discouraging. But, you know, to be able to be up front, to be able to lead laps, that just kind of shows that your team is good. You're capable of doing the right things. But, man, these things are just so hard to win. You got to have all the stars align and, you know, be able to put it all together is really challenging. So, fortunately for us, though, we're kind of working to continue our upswing in the way our things have been going this year with Joe Gibbs Racing and our team, and hopefully more are left to come.
And if we can get your comment also on leading the competition on stage points with 89 points, seven races into 2018.
Again, just being up front. Just when you're up front and you got good pit stops and you have fast race cars, that obviously just is twofold. It comes to you pretty easily, you know. When you struggle on Fridays and you don't qualify well, you got to start back or deeper in the field. That tends to hurt or hinder your opportunity to be able to pick up those stage points. So for us, we've been qualifying well. We've been fast. We've been running up front. We've been just doing the things that we need to do. So hopefully we can continue that.
We'll go over here to Jeff and then to Mark.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I know it had only been like 9 or 10 races since you had last won, but because you had finished second 4 times and Homestead was in there, had it seemed longer or more agonizing for you between your typical wins?
Yes and no. Certainly being that close, it gets a little old, a little faster, you know. But, you know, if you're finishing 5th or 10th or whatever and you're just not capable of winning, it certainly will draw out longer as well too. But you know that you weren't there yet, your stuff's not there yet, or you're just not getting the job done yet. But being as close as you are, that kind of hurts a little bit more, especially that final one that matters, that Homestead one. That's probably the one that stings the most. And we just got to make sure that we can do the right things that don't happen again this year.
We'll go to Mark and then Adrian.
Mark Garrow for PRN.
Gotcha.
Hey, man. You still have the same drive, still the same fire and competitive spirit and all that, but you climbed out of the car at Martinsville pretty low-key for finishing the runner-up. Do you feel now that you handle some of the things that frustrate you or the frustrations themselves better?
This ain't no new Kyle talk again, is it? No. That doesn't exist. It's just, you know, the second place after Martinsville, it was obviously discouraging, but we were third to fourth for the early part of the race, and then we were second or third kind of the end of the race. You know, Blaney was really fast, and then they kind of got tight, I guess, and fell back, but then the Boyer was up there, and he was one that I just couldn't really keep up with. I felt like I was trying to save my stuff to get there, to have a shot to give me one last bit at getting the win, and he was just really good, so there wasn't much there for me. So you can't get too disappointed in races that that you were meant to finish second. The ones that really tick you off and get you deep down is when you're leading and you've led a lot of laps and somebody passes you, and then and you finish second in that regard. You know, somebody outdoes you there at the end. So I've had that happen to me. I've also done it to a few people, and so I know how much those ones sting.
We're going to go in the far left corner to Adrian and then upstairs to Lee.
Adrian Beecher with theskyblood.com. Kyle, before the race, before the green flag even dropped, you captured a victory during driver introductions. You got a chance to make a true impact in a child's life. Could you just talk a little bit about that and how much moments like that correlates to success on the track for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was an awesome opportunity for Stanley. I really want to thank Stanley Racing and all the guys from Daniel Suarez's team and everything, that they had a child on the grid with us, with a couple of the drivers, me being one of them. And, you know, it was really impactful to kind of meet him and talk to him for a few minutes and get a chance to kind of hear his story a little bit. And then we walked the intro stage, and I'm not sure if he got all the cheers. I'm definitely sure I got all the boos. So, you know, it felt really good to just kind of make his day for 5 minutes. You know, that's about what we had. But from there, you know, we got on to the intro trucks and the ride around and everything else. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
We'll go back upstairs to the press box to Lee.
Can you explain what happened after, I guess it was the stage two restart, where all of a sudden you just went sliding back through the field? What was going on with your car at that point?
Nothing. It was fine. It just, you know, we had a restart there with Eric Jones. Eric chose the top, and we were kind of going to do the teammate restart, if you will. I was going to let him down getting into turn one, and when I did that, Chase had a good enough run that he got to my outside, and he just got right on my door, real tight on my door, and just kind of sucked the air off my car and got me really loose, really sideways. So I was just chattering the rear tires and trying to get the car back under control, and guys were blitzing me and going by me and everything, and then just trying to regain everything, getting into three. I think I may have kind of boxed somebody or something happened where there was a wreck then behind me. I'm not sure, but the car was fine. It just took off real bad on that restart there. So, you know, no harm, no foul, thankfully for us. And we didn't get any part of any of the wreck or anything like that. So we just kind of focused forward there from there on out and got back up where we needed to.
Back up front to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, on that note, after the Hamlin wreck, Brad Keselowski said that was the only thing you could blame was aerodynamics. Was that the instance where it seemed like guys were losing it in between three and four whenever somebody got on the outside and somebody was on the inside? Was it particularly dicey there, and was it surprising to you to see it was a lot of veterans who lost control? I didn't see a lot of young guys who seemed to be losing out.
I don't know all the instances of who crashed or what all happened. I don't know. I'd have to see some replays of all of that, but yes, it does lend itself to aerodynamics. The guy on the outside just doesn't want to get any wider than he has to because of how wide the racetrack is. You want to stay in that black. You want to stay in that rubber. And the closer you can stay or the lower you can stay, the better the grip is. And so you're going to pinch that guy that's on the inside of you as much as you can in order to hold your position or keep that position if you're the guy on the outside and sacrifice yourself. You're playing with fire. You know, it's a double-edged sword. You can pin him and keep that spot, or you can pin him and crash, and he can take you with him. So you just kind of got to be mindful of that, and that's what happened with me and Chase. You know, he just got on my door, pinned me a little bit tight, I thought, and sucked me around. So fortunately, I was able to hang on to it. We weren't at the speed that you are in three and four, in one and two there. So I didn't crash, thankfully. But, yeah, that's just a product of being real tight on everybody's door like that.
Do we have any final questions for our race winner? All right, Kyle, congratulations. Cool. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.